Hello everyone, this is Sai. This is another episode of All Things Sai. And it's been a while we did this, but I'm happy to be back here. We're going to be talking about COVID-19 and the human condition. It's been an interesting couple of weeks the world over, with the outbreak of coronavirus spreading from Wuhan, China, to 64 countries and territories, including one international conveyance, which happens to be the Diamond Princess cruise ship, currently harbored in Yokohama, Japan. So far, there have been about 86,993 cases of COVID-19. And then there has been 2,979 resultant deaths from this virus. Now, the silver lining, however, is that there have also been 42,556 recovery cases. As far as currently active cases go, there are also 41,458 currently infected cases being treated. 33,890 of those are mild conditions, while you have 7,568 reported cases of serious to critical conditions. All of this from this 22nd of January till date. So it's important to note that while the infection rate is 2 to 3 persons from one single case, the incubation period is averagely anywhere from 2 to 14 days, and the fatality rate is 2%, just 2%. So, Nigeria recently experienced its very first case when an Italian citizen who works in Nigeria returned from Milan to Lagos on the 25th of February. And it's been very panicky, near panicky, I would say, around here. So how can you tell when one is infected? The symptoms can include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. This is because typical COVID-19 symptoms generally present like flu. This could start with a fever, and then be followed by dry cough, fatigue, and degenerate into some sore throat, sneezing, muscle pain, chest tightness or chest pain, shortness of breath. And in chronic conditions, a person could present pneumonia, respiratory failure, septic shock, and even multiple organ failure. So pre-existing illnesses like diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and chronic respiratory disease would put patients at higher risk. The elderly and little children, as well as those with weakened immune system, are very susceptible to a coronavirus infection. So it's important to just watch out and take care of ourselves. So how do we prevent a coronavirus infection? Since there is currently no vaccine for it, the best way is to avoid exposure to the virus. So there are some daily preventive actions that we could take. And these include avoiding contact with sick people, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, stay at home when you're sick, okay? Cover your mouth with a tissue when you're coughing or sneezing, and dispose of that tissue properly in the trash, no littering, No littering, don't just drop it anywhere. Dispose of it properly. Now, if there's no tissue available and you have to cough or sneeze, do that into the crook of your elbow. It's safer that way. So, it's also important for you to clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces using regular household cleaning sprays and wipes. Then, of course, use a face mask, but use it correctly though. Especially if you are ill or you prevent or you're presenting COVID-19 symptoms. And this would be to avoid spreading it to others. Then also use them if you're taking care of a sick person. So it's also important for you to wash your hands thoroughly, very often, with soap and water. Now this is very, very important, regardless of whether you have hand sanitizers or not. You should wash your hands regularly, especially when you just walk in from the outside and you're just coming home. You take your mask off carefully, dispose of that, and then wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. You can also use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. I mentioned that like a few seconds earlier. You could use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer, but make sure it has at least 60% alcohol in it. And you could use that if your hands are not visibly dirty, or when you're outdoors and, of course, you can't wash with soap and water. So if you're infected, not to panic. It's better not to panic. It's better not to go crazy and just think you're dead, because no, you could very well recover. So if you're infected, use a face mask, cover your coughs and sneezes, clean all frequently touched surfaces such as doorknobs, phones, tabletops, bathroom fixtures, and so on. Also, wash your hands regularly so that you can separate yourself. And then also, also separate yourself from other people and animals so that you can monitor your symptoms. And then possibly get to the hospital as soon as you can do that. Now, it's important to understand in a situation like this, where we are currently facing a global scale viral infection outbreak, and there is bound to be a wide range of emotional response, ranging from disbelief and denial to full-blown panic and conspiracy theorizing. It's even expected that there would be some shake-up in market prices and market dynamics. But what I find bothersome, however, is the fact that some people would allow greed dictate how they conduct business at a time like this. This is when basic human decency and business ethics should take the lead. It's only been a few days since the first and only confirmed case of COVID-19 in Nigeria. But most vendors of face masks and hand sanitizers have raised the prices of these products inordinately. Who does that? What kind of person creates artificial scarcity and even raises the price of essential commodities just to turn a profit? It's mortifying. It's mortifying that given the chance to save lives and help prevent further outbreak, that some vendors and businesses would rather descend to profiteering. This just tells a whole lot about a person's essential self. Price gouging is a term that refers to a vendor increasing their prices for goods and services to levels much higher than what is considered fair or ethical. All this exploitative behavior just to turn a quick profit. Amazon has gone as far as pulling down over 1 million items that are capitalizing on the coronavirus panic and epidemic to to perpetuate price gouging. Price gouging is illegal behavior. It's sad that there are no laws in Nigeria against it, and neither are there any regulatory agencies monitoring it. So I would implore all vendors, I would ask them, I would beg them to take into account the lives at stake and apply fairness to their sales at a time like this. I would implore all vendors to at least try to make a difference between a gun runner and a regular business such as themselves. Don't give in to greed. Stay above the human condition. Be fair. Thank you very much. This is Sai, and we'll see some other time. Thank you, and please take care of yourselves out there. Thank you again.